WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump says he spoke with Mexico's president yesterday. He's touting potential trade deals, but at the same time, he says that Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell's termination cannot come soon enough. He's criticizing the Fed for not cutting interest rates. Powell said Wednesday,
"The level of tariff increases announced so far is significantly larger than anticipated, and the same is likely to be true of the economic effects, which will include higher inflation and slower growth."
The European Central Bank has announced an interest rate cut this morning. A federal judge is threatening contempt proceedings against the Trump administration for defying his order to return two deportation flights. Health experts are criticizing Health Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr.'s statement that environmental factors are the cause of autism. They say autism is mostly a genetic disorder and any environmental cause is not from a vaccine. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Melissa Agard has been sworn in as Dane County Executive again. She was elected in November, but that was just to finish out Joe Parisi's term after his retirement. She won the election earlier this month with nearly 81% of the vote. She was sworn in yesterday, and now she serves for the next 4 years. The Trump administration is planning to close or consolidate 27 U.S. embassies and consulates around the world. On that list is the embassy in Luxembourg. Tom Barrett is the former mayor of Milwaukee, and he leads that embassy in Luxembourg as our U.S. ambassador.
My reaction is the happiest person in Luxembourg, if that happens, is the Chinese ambassador to Luxembourg.
Why?
Because they are ready to just step in and fill any gap when the United States, and I saw this throughout Europe. I saw this throughout international organizations. When the United States pulls out, China moves in. It's that straightforward.
The New York Times reports the State Department is considering a 50% cut in spending.
If President Trump thinks his main rival is China, taking these steps that allow China to move in is insane. It's just insane.
Barrett was on the Earl Ingram Show this week. And some local teachers have been nominated for their work educating kids on STEM subjects. Five Wisconsin teachers have been nominated for the 2025 Presidential Awards for Excellence in Math and Science Teaching. The Department of Public Instruction says this is the highest honor the government gives to math and science educators. Two of the finalists from Wisconsin are in Dane County. Jessica North teaches eighth grade science at Wanakee Middle School, and Aaron Treader teaches math in Belleville. One math teacher and one science teacher will win the award and $10,000. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers tank the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 5-1 win over the Tigers. Sal Frelick hit his first home run of the season and talked about getting back-to-back victories to win the series after losing to Detroit Monday 9-1.
Super short memory in this locker room. Ton of guys, you know, were just showing up the next day. Long season. So, I mean, wins and losses. You have a good win. Next day, you have a tough loss. Yeah, just keeping that short memory in the locker room.
Basketball, the Bucks head to Indy to play the Pacers Saturday. Game one of their best-of-7 playoffs. Series in Green Bay, the NFL draft now just 1 week away. Packers president Mark Murphy.
This is the second biggest event that the league has. It's exciting that we're able to have it here in Green Bay, and the economic impact, I think it's $94 million statewide. There'll be 250,000 people here over the 3 days. It'll be a 3-day commercial for Wisconsin and Green Bay, and it's just publicity that, you know, you really can't match.
That's the Packers' Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A little sunshine this morning, then mostly cloudy. It'll be breezy with a sprinkle or two this afternoon. Our high in the low to mid 60s. Tonight, showers, thunder showers likely. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain. Our low 53. Tomorrow, scattered showers with highs in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
The John and Gordy Show.
talking with Mike McCabe, Substack blogger. You talk about your time in the Peace Corps.
Yeah. I still remember the blessings that you would give if somebody fell ill. You'd say like, Kanogoyake, Kadtorodogiyake, Kisekiyerima, which means may you feel better. May your troubles lessen. And the third one is may you come back to your old self. That is my wish for my country.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the NFL draft coming to Green Bay. What does that mean for local businesses? We'll talk about that. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
The Trump administration is paying El Salvador, the government of El Salvador, to keep him at CECOT. And I pointed out that neither the government of El Salvador nor the Trump administration has presented evidence to support the claim that he's committed any kind of criminal acts.
Oh, Chris Van Hollen, he was live on Rachel Maddow's show. Can we do a, what do we need to do, a GoFundMe something to get, raise $11 billion to make sure Rachel Maddow never leaves? She cannot leave after 100 days. I mean, she is blowing the lid, Chris,
she
off
is.
This, what do you call it? This is a, again, I get it that it's so exhausting, the news cycles, but that should not be a bigger story. The here we go, NPR reporting also now. Rachel's always out front, I got to say. And good for her. So she had, this is what they hate, is that she had Senator Van Hollen on live
right.
from El Salvador
yes.
yesterday. Anyway, but NPR reporting also, Doge was caught by a whistleblower sending 10 gigabytes of sensitive information through Starlink to Russia. That is treason. I mean, defying a Supreme Court order is grounds for impeachment. If it isn't, then nothing is, right? So it's just, there's so much like critical stuff going on. And as you were saying, oh, my God, here we go with the slippery slope. Is this Sebastian Gorka?
Yes.
Okay. Just take a listen to this.
We have Gorka greetings in there.
Oh, yeah. He's
G-O-R-K-A.
Creepy. Yeah, he's the creepiest of all the fascists.
Okay.
Greetings.
Yeah, that guy. That guy.
Ew. Yeah.
Yeah, imagine that guy came to your door. That's your Tinder date.
Greetings.
Never meet a Tinder date at home.
You don't think I'm weird, do you?
Never meet a Tinder date at home, Stephanie. Always meet them in a
public
place.
Elon Musk is right
yes.
behind him.
Yeah.
Might I impregnate you? Okay. Yeah, no, not creepy at all. Yeah.
Ah.
Okay. Here is creepy Sebastian Gorka. Okay.
We have people who love America, like the president, like his cabinet, like the directors of his agencies, who want to protect Americans. And then there is the other side that is on the side of the cartel members, on the side of the illegal aliens, on the side of the terrorists. And you have to ask yourself, are they technically aiding and abetting them? Because aiding and abetting criminals and terrorists is a crime in federal statute.
Wow.
Yep.
So anyone believes that who believes you shouldn't be disappeared without due process
yep.
is also can be arrested for. So
we can
all yes. be arrested for.
We're aiding and abetting terrorists.
I mean, this is how.
Yeah.
And as you were saying, Chris, they keep ratcheting it up the
yeah.
rhetoric. Every day. First of all, why does no one in the media ask them, why did you say it was a mistake if he is now the most notorious M13, gang member and terrorist that's ever lived?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, in all of this, Chris, the thing that I keep, they want to make it about one guy. This isn't about one guy. Shut this whole thing down. It's illegal.
Yep.
It's unconstitutional. Yes. If you can deny due process to anybody,
right.
You can deny due process to all of us.
That is exactly what it's about.
I mean,
you know, tying it to one person can be a little bit.
But more and more people are saying this. Roxane Gay on Blue Sky said, is Kilmar Abrego Garcia alive? Because the amount of resistance to addressing his being trafficked gives the distinct impression that he is either dead or what they've done to him is so unspeakable they cannot afford for him to be freed, seen, or spoken with. So, of course, they denied Senator Van Hollen's right, you know. First of all, by the way, thank you, Covey. He said leaders in El Salvador refuse to allow a Democratic senator from Maryland to see the Maryland man mistakenly sent to their prison, but allowed a Republican congressman from West Virginia to enter the prison and pose for photos with inmates yesterday. It was like that ghoulish Christy Noem Abu Ghraib-like photo. Mm-hmm. Same thing, he's doing the double thumbs up in front of the... Really? So, yeah, you can't possibly give Senator Van Hollen, who this guy is a resident of Maryland... You can't give him access. That's what and them saying that they won't let them have contact with the outside world or even see or speak to attorneys. That's chilling.
Yeah.
That tells you that, okay,
right.
Stuff is going on in there. They don't want anyone to know.
The fact that we don't know whether he's alive or not is very concentration camp.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. And this is, I knew the minute I open up Twitter and I see the right wing, I see the maggots, I'm like, okay. What now this is all about trying to smear the innocent guy.
Yeah.
Right. They're pointing to a domestic violence thing. And, Chris, you know me.
Mm-hmm.
As someone that was a victim of domestic violence, I am the last person to defend domestic violence. But, you know, his wife said, we were able to work through the situation privately as a family, including by going to counseling. Kilmar has always been a loving partner and father, and I will continue to stand by him and demand justice for him. Again, I don't know what happened. I'm not trying to minimize it. She said he hit, scratched her. Whatever, you know, I think she said today, no person and no marriage is perfect. So,
like you said before the show, you know, unless you're Gandhi, you know, you're susceptible, you know.
Right. But they're trying to make this about one guy.
Exactly.
And go, this is a bad guy, so what do you care?
And nobody is Gandhi.
Right.
You know, everybody has a skeleton in their past that can be dug up.
Right. So where do we start? Wow. What do you call it? DOJ Barbie. I forget the Barbies. Bella, I need help with.
Yeah.
Maybe you could set up a little Barbie houses for me. So where there's diagrams of which one's PR Barbie, which one's.
Yeah. Instead of the dream house, we'll have the nightmare house.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Bella. Yeah. Bella's.
Wow.
Adorable. Okay.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie. That's them all coming into work in the morning. Hi, Barbie. Okay, so this would be DOJ Barbie, Pam Bondi.
Even if President Bukele said, we'll send him back, all that would happen is one more step in paperwork, and he would go right back to El Salvador because he is an MS-13 member. They are one of the most violent gangs.
God.
He is an illegal alien, and I'm sick of the liberal media saying that he's a Maryland man. He's not a Maryland man. He's a guy
El
Salvador who's part of one of the most violent gangs in our country.
You have no evidence of that. This is why a judge – why don't they ever address that? Why did a judge rule that he gets sanctuary, whatever, you know.
Well, they smear the judge.
Asylum, sorry.
They smear the judge in that case.
Right.
Because the judge didn't say something that they liked.
Right. Right. But seriously, I was joking yesterday, but this is going to be like, killed the Lindbergh baby, he shot JFK. Like, I mean, by the time we get through with this, every day they come up with something new that they have no basis in fact for. I think someone asked, they're like, show us the evidence.
Right.
Really? That's not suspect that you don't have any... Oh. Go ahead.
Why not show the public the evidence?
Thank you.
Well, he is an illegal alien who has been living illegally in our country El Salvador.
Oh, my God.
He is not coming back to our country.
The evidence. We're not going to see the evidence.
We have the transcripts from the court hearings.
Really? He was not here illegally, Chris. He was here on a green card. He was here for 15 years,
yes.
Joined a union, checked in with ICE when he was supposed to.
At first, he was here illegally.
Right.
But then he went through the proper channels.
Yes. Said, I am free in gang violence.
Exactly.
Right.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. Granted, what do you call it, sanctuary and a green card. He was not here illegally.
Right.
They have no evidence he was in that. That's what they're citing. First of all, you know, Home Depot's right here. like, yes, this is where people hang out to try to get work. So he got picked up at home.
I hired someone hanging out outside of Home Depot before to actually help me move.
Right. But what I'm saying is, you know, that was it.
Yeah.
He was outside and he had a Chicago Bulls cap on. I mean, Damien in York, Pennsylvania says, am I the only one who heard Jesse Waters say about how a Chicago Bulls hat automatically makes you a gang member and thinks it won't be long before he's telling us that wearing a San Francisco Giants hat automatically makes you gay? Because, you know, they're so subtle with their dog whistles. Yes.
What does wearing
get your subtle dog whistles. Chicago, you mean.
What does wearing a red MAGA hat signify?
That you're a bigot. That you're an idiot
racist.
Bigot.
No,
idiot bigot.
That you're susceptible to crapping all over the Capitol, breaking in and stealing stuff.
Yeah, and beating cops.
That's what that signifies.
Yeah, exactly. Where was I?
I have no idea.
I got lost somewhere.
Uh-oh.
Oh, anyway, but that was right, that he's wearing a Chicago Bull. Yeah. And then that somebody said... Some informant said he was, but they obviously were never able to prove that. He had zero criminal record.
Right.
He's never even been charged with anything.
One guy somewhere said that he was MS-13. That is not admissible in court.
Right. Oh, speaking of, our listeners are really a font of useless knowledge, much like this show itself.
Well.
Mark said, Mama, Chris, and Bella, you mentioned that Jared Kushner and Stephen Miller are like tadpoles. They look like they're not quite fully formed. Mm-hmm. I think I've got it figured out. They're beta units from the movie The Last Starfighter. Here is a photo GIF so you can see what I mean. Yeah, that is eerily
that's Jared.
Accurate.
That is totally
yeah,
Jared.
Yeah, that's eerily accurate, that, whatever that blob of
what is that?
Protoplasm is.
I've never seen Last Starfighter.
I haven't either. Have you seen it, Bella?
No.
Okay.
Oh, it's a movie from the
80s. They are beta units.
Yeah.
They do. They just, well, you won't get this reference either, but I always say, because sometimes your light bulb would go out in your Easy Bake Oven, and you're like, that cake's not really fully cooked. I can put that back in. Yeah.
I had an Easy Bake Oven.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, yay. What, points of intersection
they don't
between
work
the olds and the youngs.
They don't work anymore because you can't get incandescent bulbs anymore.
No, I would just, it came out as like mush, but
yeah.
It was good. Mush.
I loved it.
I would shovel it.
They had cherry cakes. They had orange cakes. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I loved them.
Cherry cakes?
I liked the chocolate. The chocolate one was my favorite.
Vanilla.
Oh,
vanilla.
Strawberry.
Like vanilla.
Oh, no. Boring. Okay.
What? I use my
sister's. Vanilla with eyes. That's Jared. Undercooked Easy Bake Oven cake
in the middle,
with
two
little black. All right.
Little raisins.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, uh-huh. Hey,
what?
We have a full show today.
Oh, my
We've
God.
We've got Carl Frisch, Dr. Redlener, Olivia Troy, and Dana Goldberg.
Yeah.
Olivia Troy, we were supposed to have the other day, and I thought, oh, is she in El Salvador? And then I was like, oh, no, they won't take women, so she might be in Gitmo. I'm not sure how our internet is, Bella. Can we connect if someone's in Gitmo? But we'll see. I'm laughing, but it's not funny. I'm making jokes, but it's not funny. But I don't know how else to get through this dark period.
I'm not sure we could connect to Gitmo, or even to Setco, or whatever they call it in El Salvador.
Okay, this is just all of it is beyond.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to talk to her about this because she was in the Homeland Security, obviously department. She's fancy, you know. She's very sweet, but she's very fancy.
She's worked in the White House.
Well. Should this not be a bigger deal? This whole Doge giving data directly to Russia? Should this not be a bigger... And by the way, I'm just saying, our friends Dean Obadala, Brooklyn Dad, who else? Was I just... John Pavlovitz. I mean, more and more people are going... because Starlink is involved, and Russia, and people are going, giving more credence to, was this election secure? Oh, you know who's we have to talk to, which we're going, is Eric Swalwell.
Mm-hmm.
It was talking about this.
He's been booked for next week,
hopefully. Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Well, I mean, we've been trying for 4 years, so.
Well, I also think all the people we book are pretty much the top of the list to be disappeared next.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's why they're high-value guests.
Okay.
Because they're also high-value Trump targets.
Well.
Yeah.
I just assume every time we have tech issues that we're going to tap.
Someone's been disappeared. Yeah.
Betcha.
Yeah.
I bet you Stephen Miller's listening in right now, because we had a blip before the show today.
Can I just ask, as a comedian, can I ask a favor, Trump administration? When I get disappeared, can you use a comedy like a cane? You know what I mean? So, like, I get a whoop, like it's, you know, actually see, like,
a bullet
yeah.
From off
like
stage.
Bella can play like slide
thing.
Whistle, and just. Yeah. That's our only hope, Bella, is they're not taking women yet in the El Salvadorian prison. I heard someone pronounce it El Salvadorian prison this morning on MSNBC. Oh, by the way, can I just say, you know, sometimes I'm on there by accident. I usually am CNN in the morning because, you know,
Because you forget.
Claire McCaskill, literally, to Mika and Joe, was talking about these law firms bending the knee and how pathetic they are. Mm-hmm. To Mika and Joe, who are the first people to bend the knee. You cannot, they've lost all credibility. For God, I will die mad about Joy Reid getting fired. Listen, don't get me started again. But this is what's happening. Joy, or what do you call it? Claire McCaskill was talking about these law firms. You've seen this story, Chris.
Yes.
This is what everybody says about bullies. What happens when you give a bully your lunch money? They come back for more.
Yep.
So now, of course, he's asking all this stuff of these law firms mm-hmm. that bent the knee. Mm-hmm. It's never going to be enough. Mm-hmm. And it's just this. You don't placate the bully a half an inch, or this is what happens. Well, anyway.
Harvard obviously was beaten up for its lunch money at one point in its life. So it's not bending the knee to the bully anymore.
I mean, and a lot of this, I mean, I think Tristan Snell, our friend, is saying this is going to fail at court, but who wants to live through this exhausting period in our history where they have to get taken to court for everything? I mean, they were saying they can't do that. They can't take Harvard's, tax-exempt status. Yeah. You can't do any of it.
It's exhausting, but it's also expensive. They're burning through a lot of money trying to fight these
Someone
court
called
cases.
Doge. Waste, fraud, and abuse. Thank you for that little giggle, Bob. Oh,
they are the waste, fraud, and abuse.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Especially big balls.
Toilet and greener people.
What?
I don't know.
I just know he's the one that sent the info to Russia. It was
big
him.
Balls?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's the most suspicious.
Listen,
he looks the most guilty.
I'm more suspicious than ever about election fraud, and your honeypot, you know,
oh, yeah.
job just got upped. You got to go get that big balls, get him to chatty on the election.
And I'll do it for America.
I know you will.
Yeah.
Who's my little whore? You are.
Oh, my God.
We love you, you saucy little minx.
Don't call her a whore.
She's part of the family now.
I welcome it.
We call everyone we love a whore.
Okay.
Oh, all right, 21.
God.
She's in now. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Furf. I mean, is ever there been a better time for this? This is exactly what they're doing, trying to shove their religion down everybody else's throat. In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that personal. But today, Christian nationalism on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms in legislatures, public schools, even courtrooms. One set of religious beliefs being forced on everyone else. But that is not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. Furf. That's what we need. Stand with the fighters. Mm-hmm. Furf is a fighter.
Furf.
The nation's leading group of free thinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF.
Furf.
Thanks. Protects your right to think for yourself. Whether you've always been secular, you left religion behind, or simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone. Wow, what a concept.
Wow.
If we don't stand up now, we could lose all of our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution, keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. FFRF.us/freedom to learn more, or text my last name Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller, the high priestess of excellent liberal talk radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Native Path Collagen is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. Those are the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in the body, found in our cartilage, bone, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. A lot of other brands use a rainbow of fibers and fillers, but all you really need for maximum benefits are types 1 and 3. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient collagen. No fillers, no additives, no artificial sweeteners, and a third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so I put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, etc. Native Path Collagen's recipe is a peptide formula. It means it's more bioavailable, absorbed into the body more easily, and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path Collagen has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over a million happy customers, 8,000 five-star reviews, 365-day no-risk guarantee. Best of all, Native Path Collagen offers really amazing bundle deals. You get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Start your transformation today. Get nativepath.com/Stephanie. Well, hey there. This spring, don't just clean, organize once and for all. It is time to pull all those important documents out of junk drawers, file cabinets, stacks of paper you have piled up, and those password-protected retirement and bank accounts on your computer. You know what I'm talking about. Your next of kin is going to need access to those details someday. That's why the Knock Box was created. The Knock Box is a complete system that helps you organize all of your accounts, possessions, and estate plans, and each Knock Box comes with a comprehensive checklist that helps your next of kin manage your estate when you're gone. From your insurance policies to your funeral directives, your dog's vet information, that's important for me, even the code to your storage unit, the Knock Box helps you organize it all. If you've got a household, you need a Knock Box. And now, for listeners of The Stephanie Miller Show, save 16% off the Knock Box of your choice. Visit theknockbox.com today, get yours, and use the code Stephanie for 16% off. Trust me, your future self and your family will thank you.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chance Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chance Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller.
Soothing. Good morning.
Get up.
Okay. Hi. We apologize for all the music.
Well.
Before your time, Bella.
Well, all the Bismarcky music.
Yeah, we apologize.
Okay.
I cannot wait.
That was a hit. That was an actual hit.
I know. Uh-huh. I know.
When is Eric Swalwell scheduled again? Is next week? Okay. Because it is just.
Yes. Next. A week from tomorrow.
Okay, if there's anything more fundamental in America than due process, it would be free and fair elections, mm-hmm. correct? And so this is what a lot of people all over social media are saying. Last night's whistleblower segment on Rachel Maddow made me think, yeah, they definitely hacked the election. And this one, Chris Titus, our mm-hmm. friend, said, hey, Eric Swalwell just interviewed the crew at Election Truth Alliance, did a 3-hour podcast on the election data from 2020 and 2024. You should look at it. It'll chill you to see what it shows. Well, I can't wait to talk to him about it. But again, one other Toby said, while everyone's focused on tariffs and Salvadorian gulags, Elon Musk and Doge stole every bit of our data and sent it to Russia, then closed up Doge and moved on. No one is talking about it. I mean, what? And again, people are using the words, Chris. Mm-hmm. If what Rachel Maddow and CNN are reporting is true, Elon Musk is definitely a spy. Is this treason or espionage? And, you know, as I said, I've always said, Chris, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I do know that there were a ton of bomb threats that were confirmed to be directed from Russia to close Democratic voting areas. And I don't know what Starlink does is above my pay grade. That's going to be Bella's job to find out from Big Balls.
I will. I'll do it.
Yeah.
Send me there.
But I don't know what happened when you close, you know, polling locations because of bomb threats. And can someone sneak in with a thumb drive? I don't know. But I feel like this story is not over, you know. We will talk to Carl Frisch about that and much more as we roll along on The Stephanie Miller Show.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A judge has ruled that the Trump administration cannot revoke the visa of a UW-Madison student just weeks before he's supposed to graduate. According to the State Journal, Krishlal Isardasani is a 21-year-old student from India. He's a month away from completing his computer engineering degree. The paper reports the Trump administration canceled his visa April 4th. Federal Judge William Conley issued a 12-page order saying his visa was wrongly terminated and Isardasani didn't have any due process to correct that. His ruling also said after educational expenses for 3.5 years, Isardasani would face irreparable harm if he was forced to leave. At least 24 UW-Madison international students and alumni have had their visas revoked. When you include all the other UW system campuses across the state, that number climbs to more than 40. The Trump administration has canceled more than 1,000 student visas nationwide. UW-Madison officials have told local outlets they're not getting notified when people's visas are canceled. They have staff just checking databases every couple hours. And the NFL draft is only about a week away. Fans may be thinking about what to bring, teams are finalizing their strategies, and players are choosing which style to wear. But law enforcement is preparing too. Here's Lisa Hale.
The NFL Draft 2025 is coming to the Green Bay area April 24th through the 26th, and Green Bay police want people to know they are ready. Green Bay PD Captain Ben Allen says that the police department has been working with other agencies, such as the fire department and Ashwaubenon PD, brainstorming different scenarios and thinking about different contingency plans to the point that they are, quote, beyond prepared for the event. The NFL Draft is expected to bring up to 300,000 visitors to the greater Green Bay area later this month.
That's Lisa Hale, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A little sunshine this morning, then mostly cloudy. It'll be breezy with a sprinkle or two this afternoon. Our high in the low to mid 60s. Tonight, showers, thunder showers likely. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain. Our low 53. Tomorrow, scattered showers with highs in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. And then all the way from WGBW, Amanda Nimmer joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
It is yet more authoritarian talk from Donald Trump, which is becoming a very, very frequent occurrence. He's ordering the Department of Justice to investigate his enemies. He is now threatening to deport American citizens. This is stuff of dictators.
Yeah, we haven't even gotten to them saying they're going to prosecute Tish James.
Right.
Who just, I'm sure it was a complete coincidence. I'm sure that it was right after she announced she's going to investigate insider trading from the Trump administration. Some something mortgage.
Yep.
Okay. Look who's here.
Carl.
Carl Frisch.
Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County school board friend, shall we?
CarlFrisch.com. The man, the myth, the legend, the website. Hi, good morning, CarlFrisch.com.
Good morning.
Or you can go to MooksForCarl.com.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I say good morning, but it's all relative these days.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I feel like the only answer is it, though? Is it a good morning?
Yeah,
I always think of you. I say Melissa tweeted, real bad week for anyone who paid attention in history class. I mean, this is where we are. Someone else said it's like we took all of the worst parts of our history and said, let's do all that again.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, and it's, you know, there's absolutely no sign that there's any restraint coming down the road.
Right.
As long as Congress doesn't flex its co-equal branchness, this is going to continue.
Well,
and there's only one way that Congress will flex those muscles, and that's if different people are in control.
Thank you. I mean, Carl, let's talk, since you are obviously head of a board of education, this Harvard thing, it just gets worse and worse. White House is moving beyond just cutting off federal funds and grants to Harvard after it defied Trump's demands, with the IRS making plans to rescind the tax-exempt status of the Ivy League university at risk nearly $500 million in tax benefits. One of the lawyers said retaliating against a university because of its curriculum or the views expressed by its students and faculty would violate academic freedom and the First Amendment. The president can't use the machinery of government to dictate which ideas are acceptable in higher education. Well, I don't know. Once again, Carl, legal experts are saying this is illegal. He can't do this. But we're left with what is the Supreme Court going to say?
Yeah, well, fingers crossed. hopefully, the fact that many of them attended these schools, including their clerks.
You know, they're such hypocrites.
It's situational empathy, right? So if there ever was an example of an opportunity for situational empathy, it would be something like this, where the clerks and the justices attended these schools. I also think about what's good for the goose is good for the gander. I mean, if this is the path that conservatives are going to take, they must be thinking about what happens to Liberty University and other places. I can't imagine Democrats or progressives ever going in this direction.
Yeah.
Certainly not. But, you know, it is a frightening, set of events that we're watching unfold here.
Yes, to say
right.
the least.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think every day we were saying it's just they keep ratcheting up the rhetoric against this one guy, right? Who, and by the way, doesn't matter what the Supreme Court says, Carl. You have Stephen Miller on TV going, "We won overwhelmingly 9-0 at the Supreme Court." It's just completely the opposite of the truth,
right.
You know? Go ahead.
Well, and, you know, we've already seen that they're sending, you know, lawyers into court unprepared or strategically unprepared. They're going to push this as far as they can possibly push it. And hopefully the guardrails hold. It is not a pretty thing to be watching happening unfolding. I mean,
yeah.
They're going after public schools K-12. They're going after universities, public and private. And so they're going after news outlets. And they're going after private companies. They're going after private citizens. They're going after law firms.
Yeah. I mean,
the list goes on and on.
Yeah. This one I just, hold please. This one I had just mentioned. Blah, blah, blah. The Trump administration has just referred New York Attorney General Letitia James to DOJ's Pam Bondi for potential prosecution over alleged mortgage fraud. Where was I? Oh, this is the same day she confirmed she's scrutinizing insider trading was in play regarding the 90-day pause on reciprocal tariffs, which is what you know, we had said, and a lot of people had said, is she's the only one that can prosecute this, because obviously Trump's DOJ and FBI and SEC weren't going to. So, oh, on cue, they found something, I guess, that they're going to accuse Sam Letitia James of.
Yeah, well, and this is what they will do, right? Look, you know, just weeks ago we were talking about how Trump said he was going to go after the January 6th, you know, committee participants, even though they'd been pardoned because of auto pen. So they will do whatever they want. And it's up to Congress, it's up to the courts, it's up to the American people to stop them. You know, it is a little over a year and a half until the 2026 elections. And people have to ask themselves, what are they doing now to prepare us for that?
Yeah. Well, and speaking of elections, you know, Carl, I don't know if you find this as chilling as I do, this reporting from Rachel Maddow and now NPR and CNN about what happened to Doge. I mean, one tweet, whistleblower Daniel Baroulis just exposed something terrifying. Foreign enemies allegedly stole U.S. data and the leak. It came through Elon Musk's Starlink. So, of course, it's led people to more questions, you know, about the 2024 election and the security of 2026 and 28. Eric also said, here's the chilling truth. Doge is stealing data, the names and identity of organizers, whistleblowers, their addresses, contact data to compile lists of journalists, dissidents, undesirables, lists of homegrowns. I mean, I know it's hard to keep your eye on any one story. I mean, a lot of people are going, oh, Signalgate, that's, well, they got that out of the news cycle now, right?
Yeah, I think we need to be afraid. And again, we need to be looking to our leaders in Congress to do something about this. Democrats would happily do something if Republicans would just get out of the way and allow Congress to function like it was intended to and by our founders and the Constitution.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, there's great fear not only about the access that Doge has had to this data or the security around the data or lack thereof, but also the types of data that they've been gathering, whether it be from Social Security or Medicare or from other agencies. You know, what is that information being used for?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So what was I going to say? Oh, here's one good news thing. Wow, we've been having this discussion for 11 billion years, you and I. Morning Consult poll, for the first time since 2021, more voters trust Democrats than Republicans to handle the economy. I mean, we got to seize this moment, right? Because, you know, you can look at any chart or graph. It is always Republicans that trash the economy and always Democrats that save it. And for the life of you and I, we keep going, why can we not get this message through?
Well, I think it has to do with somebody's lived experience, right? And so Democrats, you know, at least Biden and Obama, our most recent examples, never did a very good job about bragging about what they were doing.
Yeah.
They just moved on to the next problem.
Right.
Yeah, they just moved on to governing. Oh, crazy.
Yeah, we need
right.
a little bit of
getting stuff done.
Yeah, a little bit of marketing might help too.
I mean, it's like Trump's talking about the
4 years.
About chips. Like, Biden did that. That's why he passed the CHIPS Act. And now, of course, Trump's like, I got a good idea about making chips. It's just like, you know, you're right. It's all timeshare sales.
Yeah, it is.
Well, and, you know, they've updated the signs from the infrastructure legislation to have Donald Trump's name on them, even though he had nothing to do with it.
Uh-huh.
But look, we've got to focus on talking about the issues that matter to the American people when it comes to the economy, and that is making life more affordable, making their money go further, avoiding economic collapse, avoiding steps that not only lead to increased costs, but lead to people being forced into selling their homes, not intentionally cratering the economies of our states because you don't like people.
Right. Well, and anyone that speaks the truth, here we are, Jerome Powell. Everybody said it yesterday. How long before, and sure enough, he's like talking about terminating him, which again would be completely unprecedented. They're supposed to have independence, much like the DOJ, but you know.
They're supposed to.
Yeah. What do we have? This is 13, Jerome Powell yesterday, the Fed chair.
The level of tariff increases announced so far is significantly larger than anticipated, and the same is likely to be true of the economic effects, which will include higher inflation and slower growth.
What every economist is saying, went on to say.
As that great Chicagoan Ferris Bueller once noted, life moves pretty fast. For the time being, we are well positioned to wait for greater clarity before considering any adjustments to our policy stance.
And so on cue this morning, termination! Trump lashes out at Fed chief in early morning rant. Too late, Jerome Powell of the Fed is always too late, too wrong. Yesterday issued a report with another typical complete mess. Oil prices are down. Groceries, even eggs, are down. USA is getting rich on tariffs. None of that's true. I don't know. I guess I need to tell you that, but none of that is true. Okay. So everything is up. Okay. Powell's termination cannot come fast enough. I mean, this is where we are. These are like people that have traditionally either been Republican, conservative, whatever, right? But anyone that just speaks the truth.
Yeah, he even attacks the judges that he put on the court.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So when they reject his rationale. And so Powell's not saying anything else that, you know, anything that other people, other economists are saying from across the spectrum. Look at the Wall Street Journal. Certainly no bastion of liberalism.
Yeah.
CNBC, again, certainly no bastion of liberalism.
Yeah.
They've all made the same warnings. And, you know, it's shocking to me that Trump never changes his rhetoric on tariffs, even though the policies around his tariffs are, you know, whiplash worthy.
Yeah.
Right? One week we've got
stock
them.
Market, stock
the
market.
Next week they're delayed. Mm-hmm. How on earth they could possibly be making us rich when they're not even happening
stock market tanked again yesterday.
Logic.
Yeah, I mean, he used to point to the stock market. Yeah, he used to point to the stock market every day. And now, of course, it's down again after Jerome Powell's comments. It goes on and on. New York Times' Glenn Thrush says that while Attorney General Pam Bondi offered her personal sympathy to Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro over the arson attack, she refuses to label the incident domestic terrorism, even though she labels attacks on Tesla property as domestic terrorism.
Yep.
I mean, and this whole party, who is this guy? Representative Dan Muser, Republican of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we have that audio.
He blamed Shapiro, basically, or the left. I mean, here.
The left's got to, you know, look in the mirror here, too. And again, there's nothing to state other than how terrible what occurred was. But look, this has been going on from the left to the right. You know, this instance, this guy was a psycho, of course. And our hearts go out to the Shapiro family on
sure
this.
They
but,
do.
You know, they got to tone it down, too.
Oh my God. It doesn't matter that, like, they're the ones with the swastikas that show up at their rallies and the actual Nazis are there, right?
Yep.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, I think
both sides do it.
Defendants are back in jail.
We're back at Charlottesville. The mm-hmm. very fine people on both sides, you know.
Yeah.
But it is stunning what they will defend, right?
Well, they'll defend anything, and often that defense is not grounded in reality. So, you know, we've seen it from the White House. Of course, his puppets in Congress are going to say the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, best of luck to you, Carl.
Yeah, good luck to us.
You are propping up America all by yourself. Goodbye.
Yes.
All right.
Good luck. We're all counting on you.
Okay, thanks, Carl. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
He's like Robert Hayes in the cockpit. Good luck. We're all counting on you.
Uh-huh.
All right, 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Vibrians.
Vibrians?
I have Vibrians.
You do.
Oh, my God, I love it. I love this product, Vibrian Super C Serum. I believe this is my favorite face stuff ever.
Ah.
I used to have, like, if you've been up there, you've seen. That's crazy. We used to be, like, right, eye cream, night cream, day cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot
well,
cream.
Yeah, you have a double vanity, a double sink vanity.
Yes.
And it is, like, you can't put anything down on it because of all the
right. Well, that was
you have.
I have to clutter it so it's not as clear that, you know, that was made for someone to share my life with, apparently will never happen, and I will die alone and be eaten by my small dogs, which will take quite some time and be very smelly for you, too.
Did I bring up a sore subject?
Yes.
Sorry.
Anyway, my point is now all I need is one thing, Vibrian Super C Serum. Oh, my God, I love it. I love the citrusy smell. It has the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E. Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion. Minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrians. Money-back guarantee. If you don't love it, I love it. You can feel how luxurious it is when it goes on.
Oh.
Why am I talking in this accent?
I don't know.
Vibrians.com/Stephanie to save up to 37% off and free shipping. That's Vibriance. Vibrians.com/Stephanie.
Highbrow, lowbrow, unibrow. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
was the last time you detoxed your body? If you're like most people, the answer is probably never. Toxins accumulate in our bodies every day from pollution in the air we breathe and water we drink, as well as the food we eat, especially if that food includes fast food, processed food, and sugar. How do you know if you're suffering from a buildup of toxins? If you're experiencing low energy, brain fog, headaches, bloating, and skin irritation, then those are all telltale signs. So, how do you detox your body? Well, you can add saunas or juice fasts, but what you really need is Active Liver from New Nordic. Containing a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, Active Liver makes it easy to help your liver detox your body all year long without major changes to your diet or lifestyle. Try Active Liver today and start feeling better with more energy immediately. Active Liver comes in both a delicious gummy or tablet. Active Liver is available in stores at CVS or Meijer or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Did you know your brain is roughly 73% water? This is why dehydration often leads to symptoms like occasional headaches, dizzy spells, brain fog, and irritability. Proper hydration with water and electrolytes has been scientifically proven to maintain cognitive functions like memory, focus, and mental alertness. That's where Native Path comes in. 100% natural Native Path's Hydrate is not just another drink mix. It's a thoughtfully designed formula packed with BCAAs and all 9 essential amino acids to help with muscle recovery and overall vitality. With their Native Hydrate product, you can fuel your body with essential electrolytes at the cellular level for overall vitality. Unlike other hydration drink mixes that are designed for marathon runners and contain upwards of 1,000 milligrams of sodium, Native Hydrate contains just 230 milligrams of sodium for optimal daily hydration. Free of artificial flavors, sugars, and dyes, it's only 5 calories per serving. Every order comes with a 365 money-back guarantee, so you can try it risk-free. NativeHydrate.com/Stephanie. See what Native Hydrate can do for your health.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyeservay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyeservay gets GA going slower.
Eyeservay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyeservay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyeservay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyeservay today.
Eyeservay gets GA going slower.
Visit Eyeservay.com. That's Eyeservay.com.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? You need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Standing With Companies That Stand With You, Credo Mobile, Credo, the nation's only progressive phone company. Now more than ever, people want to do business with companies that share their values. We have seen, right, it's a time for choosing in the U.S. of A, people.
Yes.
We've seen how a lot of companies are quick to abandon progressive values. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company that has donated over $95 million to nonprofits working for a better world. They literally put their money where their mouth is. You get the nation's largest, most reliable nationwide coverage, competitive plans, deals on new phones, and every month you get to vote for where your dollars go.
Yep.
to help all those nonprofits that need our help more than ever right now. Switching is a smart, easy way to make a difference. Go to CredoMobile.com for more info. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at CredoMobile.com. That's CredoMobile.com. 54 minutes after the hour. Sometimes, Chris, I have to listen to the soundbite you get, and then I have to read it again.
Okay.
The story, House Republican says the left needs to look in the mirror following an attack on Democratic Governor Josh Shapiro.
Representative Dan Muser, Republican of Pennsylvania.
Right. He also mentioned Tesla dealerships and said something, those on the left, you know, continuing to make violent types of hostile commentary. So the left, you know, has got to look in the mirror here, too. Because, you know, throwing a Mardi Gras bead at a Cybertruck, exactly the same thing as trying to kill the governor, or the Jewish governor of Pennsylvania and his entire family. Okay. He said this has been going on from the left to the right. You see what both sides do it. Yeah, both sides is exactly equal. He said our hearts go out to the Shapiro family, as we heard. Yeah, because I'm sure they do. But then he went on to say they have to tone it down, too, meaning Governor Shapiro obviously caused this himself.
Right.
He said, I mean, every action Josh Shapiro has taken so far against the president has been either a lawsuit or a falsehood. So, you know, he's not helpful either. So you see how that is in Trump's America. Then you deserve to have your house firebombed and be beaten to death with a hammer in the middle of the night because, you know, stuff.
Thankfully, they're okay.
Okay, where am I? Victor in Oregon. Hello,
both
Victor.
Sides don't.
Hi.
Hey,
Victor, thank you.
Stephanie,
both sides don't do it.
Go ahead. We love you.
I love you.
You and your whole crew over there. But, you know, Donald Trump is shooting himself in the foot when he's going after the Harvard and other universities. Doesn't he realize that the Republicans on the Supreme Court that gave him absolute immunity all went to Harvard and Yale and Princeton and all these prestigious universities?
Did J.D. Vance go to Harvard?
His most ardent supporter is Clarence Thomas, and Clarence Thomas wouldn't even be there if it wasn't for diversity and inclusion.
Yeah, he benefited from affirmative action, so he could vote against it. Despicable. I give it 5 biscuits. Okay. I have to, you know, do it myself till I get for Angela here, and then I get an official ruling.
We'll get the biscuit meter on tomorrow.
Yes. According to Google, J.D. Vance went to Yale Law School.
Yale,
there you go.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Bella.
Snotty elitist. Okay. Pete in Wisconsin, everybody.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, goodbye, everyone. It occurs to me, I got a lot stuck in my craw because of the rage buffet today, but it occurs to me that when we're talking about disappearing people to El Salvador, when we're talking to the Republican Party, we have to start talking in Christian terms. You are separating families. You are taking fathers away from their children, husbands away from their wives. You are separating families. And if I could engage the emergency move broadcasting system and talk to
you
all
know
the Republicans
Pete,
out there.
Pete, I was just going to say, this is another version of the family separation policy.
Yes.
The caging people.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And family
exactly
values
right.
are something
and
that they understand. So you have to speak their language in order to...
You have to speak their language. Yep. Yeah, exactly. And if you're in favor of this policy, if you're in favor of separating families, you can call yourselves a lot of things, but Christian ain't one of them.
Uh-huh.
You can call yourselves a Republican, but you cannot call yourselves a Christian if you are in favor of separating families.
Thank you.
You cannot do it.
Thank you. Just in time for Easter, right? Yep. Your Christian values tell you, you know... this is in other springtime news. A Guatemalan immigrant with no Massachusetts criminal record was arrested Monday on Tallman Street after federal agents shattered the glass on his vehicle as he and his wife waited inside the car for their lawyer to arrive.
Springtime for Trump and America.
If you saw the video of that,
it's
horrifying.
Oh, it is horrifying. Like they, right?
It's like a horror movie.
Yeah.
It's like zombies coming after you in a horror movie.
Yeah. He's smashing the driver's side window for a completely innocent guy. This is what they want. They want to terrify people.
Exactly.
They love this video.
You know who else broke glass on Kristallnacht?
Hitler.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. This is like the easiest pop quiz ever. This show. The answer is always literally Hitler.
Yeah. Right.
Hitler, Nazis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a parallel for everything they're doing.
All right. 58 minutes after the hour, Dr. Irwin Redlener, Dr. Doom next.
a new choice. Madison's real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll talk issues that matter to you with State Senator Sarah Kieski and also Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich. Also, the NFL Draft of the Packers. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The John and Gordy Show.
Talking with Mike McCabe, Substack blogger. You talk about your time in the Peace Corps.
Yeah. I still remember the blessings that you would give if somebody fell ill. You'd say like, Tanogaya ke kadtorodogia ke kiseki yerima, which means may you feel better. May your troubles lessen. And the third one is may you come back to your old self. That is my wish for my country.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. American consumers bracing for higher prices driven by tariffs. Reese Stoles getting ready for her wedding in Iowa and inside of a bridal shop.
That's really scary when you come in with a budget and find out that the dress that you loved is going to be like several hundred dollars, thousands of dollars more expensive than when you were planning on spending.
President Trump said he had good talks with Mexico's president yesterday and is meeting with Italy's prime minister today, but no trade deals have been announced. The European Central Bank has cut interest rates. The Federal Reserve has not. President Trump criticizing Jerome Powell, the chair, saying he's been too slow to act. The Department of Homeland Security said that Harvard University bent the knee to anti-Semitism and must now provide the department with detailed records of student visa holders. And drug maker Eli Lilly says promising results from trials of its new weight loss pill. This is ABC News.